interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National guard...
First time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of
Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual, and we don't just discuss it, we go in the field to investigate. Well, you know, folks, this is our first show of the year 2015. Hopefully you had a great holiday, but, well, why don't we jump straight to a story from Florida? Good job. Listen to this. On New Year's Eve in Oldsmar, Florida, 911 was called, and cops showed up, you might think because of some revelry that had gotten out of hand. No, actually, what they discovered was that a man there told cops that his 23-year-old brother had taken an axe and chopped their mother's head off with it. And sure enough, they found the decapitated body of the 48-year-old woman alongside garbage cans outside of the garage. And guess where her head was? Yes, inside one of those garbage cans. The brother, the 23-year-old who allegedly did this, fled the scene on a bicycle. And about 30 minutes later, they caught him and took him into custody. When they asked why he did this, based upon his response and what others at the scene claimed, he had been nagged over the previous 2 days by his mother, who was trying to get him to move some boxes into the attic. And finally, he had enough of that nagging and just chopped her head off to start the new year. Well, sorry to start us off on a down note, but hey, it's weird, it's wacky, it's strange, and that's what we talk about on this program. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer is Sam, the Animal Steel. Good evening, Sam.
Long time no speak, sir.
I know, and of course, for people who are listening to the program who may not realize it, you and I presume investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop are there at our flagship station in Asheville, North Carolina. But I have returned to my tropical getaway for very obvious reasons here in Boca Raton, Puerto Rico, at the Bermuda Triangle Research Base. So I hate to hear about all the woes happening in the winter wonderlands of the north, but here it's like a beautiful summer day every day. And how have you enjoyed the winter so far, Sam?
Oh, I mean, you know, you got your ups, you got your downs, you got your lefts and rights. But if I may, for a sec, going back to the guy who chopped his mom's head off, did you see the mugshot?
No.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. It was frightening. The guy was, it's a terrifying mugshot. Terrifying.
He just looks absolutely scary and insane. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it looks like there's been a break of the psyche in there at some point. He's got, like, the crazy eyes, killer, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Big dude.
So, you know, investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, you contacted me recently to let me know that Asheville has been seeing quite a little break of psychos. What were there, like 7 armed robberies in Asheville within a week? Is that right?
Yep, that is true. This is true.
And so the cops must be flipping out there trying to solve the crimes, huh?
Probably so. Yep. We're just, I don't know, we've battened down the hatches. We always take precautions, so we're not, you know, too fazed by anything. But still, yeah.
Yeah, as a business owner, I mean, I'm sure that you always take measures to protect your business, but you guys, I'm sure, are especially well equipped to do so now.
We are, but I mean, reading the stories about these armed robberies, it sounds like the places that were targeted were mostly places that you would go to if you had the munchies.
Yeah, it's like Jersey Mike's
sandwich. Rita's ice cream. I mean, yeah. Pepperonis. Yeah.
So it's all the gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you're there on the south side, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So Shelley, how have you enjoyed 2015? Has it kicked off for you on a good foot, on a good leg here?
It's been a great 2015. I have had a wonderful month so far. Things are clicking right along. Lots of good luck, knock on wood. Everything's been great.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I got down here to Puerto Rico, I immediately had to go back to work on this book. You know, I still have a book deadline coming up on February the 15th. Before I have to head to Arizona, which I'll talk a little more about that later. But a television crew came down here from New York and filmed with me here. Some of you who listen to the show may recall that I was working with a TV crew in Asheville in the fall, and they followed me right down here to Puerto Rico to shoot more with me, and it's all leading up to a big TV project that I should have more information on early next month. You know, when it comes to TV, you don't know 100% how things are going to work out until they happen. But things are looking very, very promising. But point is, yeah, here I am down here, busy as can be, working on the book, shooting the TV stuff, getting ready to go on my trip. And I was thinking about how that, you know, this time of year, I'm very, very lucky because I don't enjoy the cold weather. And so it is nice for me to be able to, you know, to run around in shorts and T-shirt. You know, I'm not going to rub this in, okay? But
too late.
but I know that when I was in North Carolina in particular, when we'd have really nasty weather at the start of the year, it would kind of make me irritable. You know, you have people who get this kind of a seasonal depression and stuff like that. And so I figured that maybe one of the things that we'll talk about tonight is one of my favorite subjects. It is the subject of the holographic universe. And it's based in the latest quantum physics and string theory, but it also connects very nicely to really philosophy. And it is about the idea that the universe is actually a flexible place that you can morph to your own liking to a certain extent, that most of what's around you actually exists in a holographic form, including you. And because that you are a holograph living in a hologram living in a holographic world, then you might be able to actually influence the year 2015 to truly be a better year by understanding how the holographic universe theory works and how you can tap into it in order to make good things happen for yourself this year. Does that sound interesting to you guys?
Oh, yes.
I'm down.
Okay. Well, you know, every time that a new year kicks off, we just get this deluge of weird, weird stories. And one of the things that seems to happen and has especially been increasing over the past few years is this phenomenon that kicks in usually around mid-January and February of strange booms heard around the world and fireballs blazing through the sky and other weird noises. And in fact, just recently, probably like maybe a week or so ago, there was news here in Puerto Rico, 2 o'clock in the morning, big blazing fireball tore across the sky, showering flames down. It was only visible for, I think, maybe 30, 45 seconds, but there were people who actually captured it on camera. And about maybe 30 minutes later, another significant fireball was seen over South America. They claim they think these are two different fireballs, but the one in South America actually produced some kind of a large chunk of metallic debris that came down. And when I was doing the TV series Paranormal Paparazzi on the Travel Channel, one of the stories that I covered was about these fireballs and a big one that had been seen around South Carolina. So I went to an observatory there, and I interviewed the lead astronomer, and he told me that this is one of those mysterious phenomena that scientists are aware of, that every year seems around, again, mid-January up to, you know, February, you get these big fireballs that are entering our atmosphere, and they often explode, and they make all these booms and weird sounds, but scientists don't know why. Why is there this pattern, this regularity, and why is it picking up? Why is it increasing? Why is it getting worse? And in some cases, these noises that accompany this are more than just booms. They take on these other strange, unsettling kind of sounds. And Mr. Mobius, he contacted me and he said, there is a guy who took a bunch of these audio recordings of how these different types of aerial phenomena sound and combined them together. And he goes, you need to listen to this, because he said it kind of makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. When you put them all together, they take on this highly organized quality, and they almost sound like ancient war music. So when we come back, that's one of the things we're going to do. We're going to play that for you, and we're going to dig into some of the other strange news that's been happening recently around the world, because that's what we do on this show. It's the program where we talk about the amazing, the extraordinary, the downright weird. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You can call them at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And we'll be right back to properly kick off tonight's edition of Speaking of Strange. coming at you from the Isle of Enchantment, Puerto Rico. Hitchhiking the E.T. Highway. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. And thank you for joining us on tonight's Speaking of Strange. In fact, you can go to speakingofstrange.com for a live chat during the show, regular updates on weird news around the world, more information on topics discussed, links to the official Haunted Asheville ghost tours, and yes, not only do we have ghost tours still running, but we have the big special ghost hunts that are all indoors. It's nice and toasty, and right now, for a limited period of time, you can also ask about, for a small additional fee, renting actual third-generation night vision goggles for your ghost hunt. Now, we are not going to have this available very long. Usually, a pair of third-generation night vision goggles costs about $3,000, and so a lot of people never get to use them. But if you go to hauntedasheville.com right now, you can learn about how to take one of those ghost hunts, rent some of those third-generation goggles for your investigation. A link is at speakingofstrange.com, as well as a link to Wright's Coin Shop. And this show is presented tonight by Wright's Coin Shop. And don't forget, you can also call them at 828-298-5402. And by the way, guys, this is not something that I make a big deal out of anymore. It's kind of like as you get older in life, you finally get tired of celebrating your birthday. But tonight's show is an anniversary show. And if my count is correct, we have now been doing Speaking of Strange for 12 years as of this show. Yes. How about that? A lot of strange material has come across these airwaves, and I think we've broken some ground. Sam, even since you became the producer, I think that some words have come from our mouths that have probably never been broadcast over these airwaves, and that would probably make some of the old, more classic and esteemed broadcasters cringe a little bit.
And we're very proud of that. And behind the mics, a lot of good Gil Gerard stories have been shared. And
yes. We've said things that would make some of the old broadcasters roll in their graves, and they're not even dead yet. So
for all
so
intents
yes,
and purposes, really. I mean,
good point. Another thing to keep in mind is that years ago, I co-produced and directed a documentary called Talking Tall, which profiled various talk radio programs in North Carolina.
Oh, I was there for the screening.
Did you? You were there for the premiere. Fantastic. Yeah. And it was actually very well attended, huh? I mean, there was a big crowd, and people had a great time. And that documentary covered, I'm going to say, at least a half a dozen different radio programs at the time. And do you know that Speaking of Strange is the only one of the programs in that movie that is still actively broadcasting?
You didn't just jinx us, did you?
Well, it doesn't matter. We beat everybody else. That's all that matters. And that's kind of amazing for one reason or another. And I think it's a testament to what we do here on this program. You know, for one thing, we do try to have fun. I think that the listeners enjoy the approach that we take to all this. And I also think it's very helpful that it's a weekly program. So that means that people look forward to it a little bit more on a weekend instead of having, you know, something there every single day that maybe wears you down and gets a little old after a while. So for whatever reason, we're very happy to be on the air, and we're happy for all of the listeners who have supported us over these years. I think we have the best team we've ever had right now, and hopefully we will prove that to you again tonight. So that said, let's get back to this audio that I want to play for you. I don't really know how much that we should make of this, but it is just one of those odd things that, you know, you should stop and at least be exposed to, think about a little bit. Because, again, if you missed the last segment of the show, every year around January, February, you have all these big fireballs that appear in the sky around Earth, and it's increasing. It's becoming more and more active, and scientists don't know why. And often this period of time is also accompanied by these loud booms and sort of ear-shattering explosions, and sometimes just these very eerie sounds that almost sound like gigantic foreboding trumpets being blown somewhere in the sky. We cannot be certain how many of these recordings are even authentic, frankly, but we get so many that come in. It's really interesting when Mobius pointed out that somebody combined them all together, and when you do this and you play it, it sounds a lot like what some people have described as some kind of ancient war music, some kind of maybe a marching anthem. And if so, what does that mean for us here on Earth? So we're just going to let you decide for yourself. We're going to play a little over a minute for you of what this individual has compiled, and from actual what we understand are actual audio recordings. So here you go. Spooky, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and where we pulled this off of, the guy who apparently put the video together, it's got a very nice little running commentary behind it about what he did and what he didn't do to the audio, and basically how you could replicate those results with a multi-track recorder. They weren't quantized, those tracks of the beats, and it said that they were he had it at 128 beats per minute, which is 2 to the 7th power, 7 being the number of God. What do you make of that, P. Warren?
Well, when you're looking at some kind of cosmic pattern in nature, sure enough, the number 7 always plays a big, big role. I mean, you hear a lot, you know, that is the number of God, because people say, well, the Lord made the earth in 7 days and or in 6 days and rested on the 7th. But then also, you know, you have 7 colors in the rainbow. You have 7 notes on the typical music chart, you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. I forget, 7 comes up in a number of places in like human anatomy. So, you know, I feel like that if what we are seeing here is sure enough something we should be a little concerned about, it may be because of this. We all hear about these ancient alien theories, and you see the TV shows about how at one time, you know, visitors may have come here and essentially even enslaved humans so that we could help them mine gold and that sort of thing. And then they left, but they're going to come back. Well, if they are going to come back, maybe it's going to be a slow process, and little by little we're seeing some examples of their return, little drones zipping around, and maybe this is the war anthem that's being played here. It reminds me of War of the Worlds. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there's a story here from the Smoking Gun saying, beware if you see an African-American man dressed as Jesus walking around handing out money. I will explain why. When we return, I'm Joshua P. Warren. The show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and it's called Speaking of Strange. It's real. Feet of the treasure is holding me fast. How can I escape this irresistible grasp? Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue-tied, twisted, just an earthbound history. Presented by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can call Wright's Coin Shop and talk to Ms. Shelley Wright by calling 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And you can also visit wrightscoinshop.com. You'll find the link for your convenience at speakingofstrange.com. Welcome back to the first Speaking of Strange of the year 2015. And, keep in mind, if you happen to be in the Arizona area or you're interested in traveling to that area, well, I'm going to be doing two speaking engagements in Arizona next month. I'm going to be in Scottsdale, which is right outside Phoenix, presenting at the International UFO Congress, which is the largest UFO event in the world. That runs February 17th through the 22nd, and then I'll be traveling to Sedona, Arizona, one of the coolest places I've ever been to. I swear, it's like going to another planet, as far as I can imagine, walking on the surface of Mars. People talk about all the great vortexes and the psychic power points there in Sedona. Well, on February the 23rd at noon, I am going to be presenting a wishing machine workshop at the Sedona Creative Life Center. And it's going to be sort of a more small, intimate affair, probably 20 people or less. If you want to buy your ticket to that, you must do it online, and you should do it now. Go to wishingmachineproject.com, wishingmachineproject.com. You'll find the workshop tab there and info on how you can buy a ticket and come hang out with me in Sedona next month. So I mentioned before our break that, well, there is a story going around about bewaring of an African-American man dressed as Jesus handing out money. And this comes to us from Florida.
With gusto.
That's right. Around Bradenton. This is how it all kind of apparently developed. Restaurant patrons went to a Long John Silver's and paid with some bills, And one of them, a $20 bill, was identified as funny money. And when they were confronted, they were told, well, this was actually a Christmas gift from a man who looked like a black Jesus. And so the cashier called the cops. And when the cops got there and started questioning, they realized that there were a lot of people in this neighborhood who were handing out these fake $20 bills. It turns out that this was some mysterious man traveling around the area and just appearing as a good Samaritan, handing out counterfeit $20 bills. So I don't know if this is a rampant problem, but generally I guess you should be suspicious. You know, when I read this story, here's what it reminded me of. Again, for the second time tonight, I'm mentioning work I did on the TV series called Paranormal Paparazzi, but I lived in Manhattan for a month at one point during this production. And one evening, I was sitting around with a cast member, Brandon Wellington, and we started talking about how distrustful that humanity has become, especially in big cities. And next thing you know, I had this idea for a wacky little experiment. We went to Times Square, I mean right in the middle of the action, and I had a handful of $20 bills. And I told him to start videotaping, and I said, I am going to just give this $20 bill away to somebody, and I wonder how people are going to react. Because my prediction was that people would be so suspicious of somebody who was just blatantly being generous that they would be afraid. And I was absolutely correct. It took me over 10 minutes. Now, mind you, when you're standing there at Times Square, you've probably got two people walking past you every second. Here I am standing there with this money in my hand, and I'm just saying, free $20 bill, free $20 bill. And when people are coming, and I'm holding it out to certain people, would you like this? Would you like this? And they're, no. I mean, people are acting like I have the plague. It was really funny. And so, it took over 10 minutes till somebody was like, are you serious? And I said, yes. And they're like, what do I have to do? I said, nothing. It's free. Take it. And finally, somebody took it. So Brandon was so amazed by this, he goes, well, let me try it out. So we go switching back and forth, and we, decide to act in various manners and see what difference it makes. But regardless of who did it and how he did it, it would always take us a really long time to just give away cash. And to me, that was a really fascinating social experiment. And it's unfortunate when you have people out there like this fella in Florida who's giving out fake $20 bills, because I was handing out real $20 bills. But still, what do you think, Sam, when you look at the social experiment I did, what does that tell you about the state of humanity?
I guess that we have a especially up in New York, for goodness sakes. I mean, you can't just say, hey, thank you very much, have a nice day, or appreciate it, without somebody looking at you like you have slighted their immediate family or something. But yeah. Similarly, I was in Amsterdam one time. I was getting ready to go to Schiphol, the airport. I didn't want to travel with marijuana. Tried to give away marijuana. You can't give away marijuana in Amsterdam. Nobody wants it. They're like, I don't want that. I'm like, really? Really? You can't give it away. Can't give it away.
Who'd have
so did you end up giving away $20, or did you go to the mission or something?
Oh, I gave away probably $100 that night, easy. You know, maybe probably more than $100, because it was so fascinating. You know, just to watch the reaction.
Who was the lucky woman, and what corner was she on?
I had plenty of opportunities for that as well, but that's funny. It's like when you're giving it away, nobody wants it, but when you're not giving it away, they will come up and do anything to get it. So, well, that also reminds me, and I swear we just have a deluge of Florida stories, but here's one from Hudson, Florida. There we go. It says here a 50-year-old he was arrested for drugs and at a Kmart there, and it says that cops discovered that he had methamphetamine because he was wearing a T-shirt that said, "I have drugs."
I saw that guy.
Did you see him? Yeah.
It wasn't the rest of the story that he was in line. If I'm correct, wasn't he at like a big box shopping retailer or something? And there was like a cop next to him in line or something. There was a wherever he was, there was a cop next to him.
Yeah.
Who overheard him offering drugs because he was wearing the T-shirt that said, "Ask me if I have drugs."
Yeah, it was at Kmart, and it says here a sheriff's deputy allegedly saw this man attempt to pass a plastic bag containing pot and meth as payment on the checkout line.
Blue light special, and, aisle three.
Yeah, so he made it very easy for everybody, and they say that in October of last year, another man in Cape Coral, Florida, was busted for possession of marijuana, and he was wearing a shirt that said, "Go directly to jail." So, I don't know. There's some bitter irony somewhere in there, I guess. Here's another odd story about a guy who got in trouble. Oh, gosh, it's another Florida story.
Ah! Yes.
Can you believe this? It says here, a Florida man was arrested after authorities say he swung a bearded dragon around his head and struck employees with the animal. He was also singing the tune, "Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting," during the attack. The owner of the reptiles floor in South Florida was also caught Friday on his own surveillance video, putting a bearded dragon lizard in his mouth, throwing the animal in the air, and swinging the animal around his head multiple times. He's been charged with battery, animal cruelty, all kinds of stuff like that. So a guy has been, you know, attacking people with bearded dragons. That sounds dangerous for everybody.
It also sounds like it's not Dark 30 yet.
Oh, you have a different take on the bearded dragon.
Something.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, yes, I have another Florida story for you. And this time it's about a robber and what he has been doing that makes him stand out enough from the pack so that he gets mentioned on Speaking of Strange. Because that's what you're listening to. The show where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, and the downright weird. Brought to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can call Wright's at 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. I am Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be back right after this.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. They only come a town about twice a year.
And you said you had to get
We're in the final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. Coming up next hour, well, we are going to help you kick off 2015 with a discussion about the holographic universe. And this is a principle that the world you are walking around in right now is a hologram, and I'm going to explain to you best I can what that means. But the good news is, if all this is a hologram, and you're also a hologram, well, then that means that you, if you know some proper techniques, should be able to tap into this hologram and change it. So if you want a better year, instead of just saying, I want a better year, I'm going to make the changes that are necessary, I'm going to work hard, that all may not be enough. It may actually start with something which is much more basic and internal and personal to the way you view the holographic universe. So we're going to talk some about that and try to give you some tips on how to improve the way that this year turns out. Additionally, I just want to say that, as you know, this show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can find a link at speakingofstrange.com. And it is the cold weather season. You know, we're right in the middle of, for example, like flu season. And we have been getting some just rave feedback from people who are using the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home when their power goes out. And I'll tell you a quick true story. We just got contacted by a woman who has a grandmother who's quite elderly and has some heart problems. And their power went out. And they were using the Sunshine Simple to keep, had their phones charged and to keep, you know, in contact, to keep their computers running, et cetera. And the grandmother started having some heart problems after a few days. So for 3 days, they used the Sunshine Simple to keep everything running and to stay online. Then grandma starts having problems, so they decide she needs to go to the hospital. They go out to the car battery is dead, and they realize this could turn into a life-threatening situation very quickly. But because they had everything all up and running, all their cell phones charged, their computers running, etc., with the Sunshine Simple, they were able to get help there quickly. And the lady said, look, I just want to let you know that this could have turned into an emergency very quickly if we didn't have the Sunshine Simple. So go to sunshinesimple.com. It's not too late. Go take a look at this product that we created. Watch the video. And also there are some lower cost models there available at sunshinesimple.com as well. Here's a story from Tampa, Florida. And I swear I am not intentionally just pulling Florida stories out of the pack. A Florida man is accused not only of burglarizing he burglarized a home, but bringing his 5-month-old son with him on the burglary. Says he set the baby down so he could pull a knife on the homeowner.
Oh, my gosh. No, loser.
He set the baby down.
Well,
he could have had the baby with the knife, right?
Exactly.
The 22-year-old man was arrested on charges including aggravated assault and child neglect for his role there. Police said he held the baby in a car seat as he acted as a lookout for another man trying to break into a home. The man yelled upon seeing the homeowner, and the other suspect fled. So that's when this guy got out with the baby and ran over with the baby and the knife. And they're trying to figure out how many houses this guy has robbed. But fortunately, the child is now in custody of the man's mother. So when that baby grows up into a man, he's going to have an interesting story to tell about how he was raised, huh?
Oh, yeah. And guess what I did when I was still in diapers?
A true badass.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, I was watching 2020 recently on ABC, and they did a whole big story about this guy who was a bank robber, and he was taking his teenage son and daughter with him to rob these banks.
Take your kids to school day or to work day.
Yeah. New kind of career day, and they robbed, you know, multiple banks as a some kind of a family unit here.
It's really bringing back family values and morals, you know?
Absolutely.
Quality time.
And one last story before we go to our break. This is from Alabama. Apparently, the official plan that has been put in place by a school of what to do if an armed attack were to occur is to have every kid carry a can of food to school every day, like sliced tomatoes or chicken noodle soup. And if an attack occurs, all the kids are supposed to stand up and pelt the attacker with the cans of food. That's the official plan.
Well, I'm kind of liking that idea.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll dig into the holographic universe and how you can make the most of your new year. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. This is Speaking of Strange.